Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of February, recording at 6:14 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, a little bit of experimentation with the microphone. I've got a different appliance, and hopefully this will resolve the problem for some of you who said that the volume was too low and that you had trouble actually hearing what I was saying. The trade-off, if there is going to be a trade-off in here, and I hope there isn't, is that I don't want to alarm anybody with the sounds of heavy breathing. But here goes. You let me have the feedback if this is better. Now, as far as global stock markets are concerned, it really is a case of global liquidity still rules, okay? And the technical evidence here is pretty impressive. Remember, we had the first 2 weeks of the year, a bungee jump of sorts by Wall Street, and that unsettled a number of the other markets. We had negative divergence during the latter 2 weeks, really in the final week of January. Then stock markets started to steady, and then a number of indices began to push up into new high ground, reaffirming their overall upward trends. And importantly, Wall Street has steadied sufficiently here to loosen the leash, the Wall Street leash that I always refer to. So bottom line here, as long as the U.S. market does not take out its lows, reaction lows, that it saw last month, then I would be reasonably hopeful that we will see stock markets extend their gains in here. But this is a late stage in the cycle. This is not a time to be becoming more bullish, except in the very short term following the January jitters. This is not a time to be piling anew into markets, but if you're already long and have fairly substantial positions, then I think it's fine to run with these trends, particularly in the emerging markets, which I like, especially the Asian ones, and I think also in natural resource plays, and a number of these metals are hot, as are oil shares. Once again, not least because they are supply and elasticity plays, and investors have noticed that a number of countries, not least China, are really trying to nail down their long-term oil supplies. Okay, now what else can we say in here? Japan, I increased my long position in the Nikkei stock average here today. That's covered in the comment of the day, and I mentioned that I would almost certainly be doing that. I have not ventured further into the currency markets yet, but I'm thinking about it, wondering if I should take a small position in the euro against the U.S. dollar, or possibly the euro against the yen. But I think the euro against the dollar is the one that I'm most interested in this stage. But now I'm going to step back again, and apologies for jumping around here. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this stock market cycle. One important ending signal that I think we are seeing is this big buildup in M&A activity. You saw those record takeovers occurring in the United States last month, and that's excited people in terms of further takeovers in the UK and other markets around the globe. But that's something that tends to occur, as I say, late in the market cycle, not at the early stages, far more often than not. But, you know, there's an old saying, make hay while the sun shines, and that's what we want to do in these stock markets. Even though I feel this is very late in the cycle, and that my next big moves will be to raise a lot of liquidity, the latter stages of a run in stock markets is very often the most profitable stage. Enough said. Okay, what about these treasury bonds in here? And they are down today, 6:30 seconds. I think my mistake in this time around, at any rate, so far, was to go for the 30-year treasuries, whereas colleague Mark Lowry pointed out that there was, because the U.S. government isn't issuing any more of those, there's a little bit of a supply squeeze there, perhaps. Not that much, but enough to push my short positions established in recent months into a losing position so far. Whereas if I'd had the 10-year treasuries, I wouldn't be rolling in clover, but I'd probably be about even. Now, I think this U.S. bond market, incidentally, will be a key, well, it's potentially a key indicator here for stock markets as well. For instance, if the bond market did start to weaken quite sharply, and I know people have been calling for that and calling for that and calling for that, and it hasn't happened, but if and when it does happen, I think that'll be quite bearish for the U.S. stock market, and therefore the Wall Street leash will rein in a lot of other markets in the process. Now, let's see, currencies here, a bit quiet in here today, not much going on. The euro pushed up to 130.94 early on. It's currently down though on the day at 130.22, but it's not a big change overall. Metals, quiet here today for the most part, up a little bit on silver. Gold's clawed its way back to unchanged on the day, despite that bit of a rally in the dollar, very much. But it's fairly quiet. I just look at some of these industrial metals, though, and a little bit of profit taking in here today. Not much nickel. I beg your pardon. Well, no, nickel's the one exception. That's up. Tin, I was going to mention, down, but only $15 to 8,010. So again, pretty quiet. Backwardation's persisting in this sector, and that's bullish. Natural gas firmer in here today. Oil quiet on the day. My feeling is that oil currently 47.30. That's not going to stress stock market investors too much. My feeling is though that we will see oil back up over $50 before very long, and that will certainly ring a few alarm bells for equity investors when it occurs, and quite rightly so, in my view. Gold, which I mentioned, and roughly unchanged in here today, a little over 421, and I maintain that gold is in a buying range at this level. Have an excellent evening.